This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan as we enter hour number 9 of the 11th annual Peace-a-thon. The website is 105.3thefan.com/peace-a-thon. Look, we're past $50,000. I have big ideals for how this whole thing is going to turn out. So I would love it if you could spread the word, donate a lot of money, bid on a lot of things, and help us get past $100,000. I still believe that we can do it today. Check in. Let us know what hour number you are on straight away from the 817, hour number 9. I've been listening since 6 a.m. That is from Miguel from the 469. Zach and Frisco checking in for hour number 9 in the home stretch now, fellas. And I always kind of break it up. I don't know if you do it like this, Corey. I break it up into thirds just based on the day part we're taking. Mm-hmm. And so now we move into the G-Bag Nation. So this is the final third, albeit the longest third, of course. And because of that, we welcome in Gavin Dawson to the 11th annual Peace-a-thon. Welcome, sir.
Hey, buddies. Glad to be here. How you doing, Higgy?
I'm doing really well. Although, to be fair, sometimes my mood during Peace-a-thon is dictated by how much money we've raised. And I will admit that is a character flaw of mine.
Well, we just need to double it, you know.
Exactly.
We're entering prime time here, so should be no problem. Big money listeners here in the afternoon. What's up, Majors? What's up, Dutch? Nice to see you, boys.
By the way, thank you very much, brother-in-law. I believe donated 2 couples massages at Elements Massage. That is 2 60-minute couples massages. So take care of yourself by getting a massage at Elements.
The only real massage I ever got was a couples massage with Jess.
Nice.
It's a special experience there at Elements. Top massagers in North Texas, and you get calming lavender massage oil. You get steam therapeutic eye mask, energizing citrus aromatherapy, which sounds amazing, plus chocolate truffles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fancy as
Adrian,
hell.
Adrian did take advantage of that experience last year, by the way. She loved it. She
smart,
loved
smart, smart.
I mean, it sounds like pure gold as always.
Absolutely.
Ah, that's right. That's,
yeah, I didn't get to heaven. I got to throw it out there.
He always wants to say that when you're around.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
I do. I love that.
Did you hear the call yesterday, by the way? What you drinking? Who you thinking?
No, I didn't get to. I was probably coaching at that time.
Okay. The guy who brought his kid to the Mavs game over the last week or so, and you bought his kid a jersey, he was damn near crying, bro.
Yeah, that was actually a cool moment. I usually do things like that pretty secretly, but the kid is what made me want to put it out there, like say something about it, because I got him his jersey. He told me it was his first game with his kid at the Mavs game, and kids getting into it, like just cheering for everybody. So I had one of the girls that works there check his tag. see what size shirt, because I mean, it kind of looks creepy if I reach around like, hey, what size shirt do you wear? So she checked for me.
Especially the way you just said that.
Yeah. And so she got the jersey or the shirt size for me. So I ran up. I told him, I was like, oh, I'll be right back. I got to use the bathroom. You know, you guys want anything? Just typical thing to say. And then came back down with the jersey, gave the kid the jersey, and he lit up. He loved it. He was going nuts, put his Luka jersey on. Every time the cameras would go out, he would stand up and showing it off. And halftime goes, and every halftime and before the game, I always take a shot for the game. It's just a superstitious thing. And I came back, and the kid had like three dolls with him, and he was like playing with them like normal kid would. And all of a sudden, he was like, hey, I got you something. And I was like, what do you mean you got me something? And then he pulled out the Mavs mascot. I'm trying to think of what captain. No, not captain. That's Rangers.
Champ.
Yeah. Gave me that. He's like, I got you this. You got me a jersey. I want to get you something. So I was like, man, that's really cool. This little kid got me something because I got him something. So it was cool to see the give back. And man, he was ecstatic the whole time. It was cool. It's a good experience. Fun to make that memory for that kid. Cause now he's a Mavs fan, man, for life.
You did it.
I want to throw this out there. Cause I've seen a couple of people say this. All the auctions are not closed. Now, there are some that are sold, but there are a lot of open auctions. I'm trying to send the link. Some people might need to clear out their cookies.
Yeah, clear cash.
And they might have the thing from last year. That's probably last year's site. If you go to My Possibilities, it will show you the website. If you go to 105 Through the Fan, it'll lead you to the website, 105throughthefan.com/peaceathon. Are you ready for some overreaction or reality in the NFL?
Let's do this, man.
All right. NFL overreaction or reality. The Dallas Cowboys are starting a winning streak.
Ooh. I'm gonna say that's real. I'm picking them to win tomorrow in our G-Bag Survivor. And I think, you know, the Giants are a bigger dumpster fire than them.
Hell yeah.
You have massive chemistry and morale issues there. So I think they get the win there. And then, you know, the Bengals have just figured out ways to lose again and again. It'll probably stop at two, but if it gets to three, it's going to get to four. You're going to beat Carolina too. And now I just wonder at how many until we start to get a little bit of excitement going.
It would be now, four, right? And you're back to 500. I'm like,
let's yeah, go. Yeah. You know, and then you could still lose a game and finish 9-8. So the end, you know, is not that daunting of a schedule either. So, you know, I think this is, you know, fairly doable as far as getting excitement going. And I'm not even thinking making the playoffs is the goal. It's just trying to play good enough football that you could see this team being a playoff team next year.
And, you know, Jerry and Steven have mentioned multiple times, McCarthy has too, like they're continuing to get more healthy people back off of injury. Now, maybe not this week, maybe not Martin right. and Diggs, but as you continue to add those
Kyle Smith back.
Yeah, add those players back to this team, it looks more like what you expected before the season.
Now, Trey Wingo brought this up, and we've had this conversation. NFL overreaction or reality, Bo Nix will win the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year over Jaden Daniels.
I'll take the risk on that one. I'll take a G-bag payoff if I need to do that. But I said before the season that I thought he looked really good in the offense with Sean Payton, but then it kind of regressed as the season started. But then since then, he's just been on this upward arrow up the entire time. I'm very impressed with what he's doing. Like I said, Sean Payton's a very good coach. He knows how to get an offense going, and he's got this guy, and him and Cortland Sutton are working very well together.
It's amazing how important running the ball is from the quarterback, and with Daniels not doing that, the offense looks so much less.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where the NFL offenses go from here. I think what they need to do is look at the competition committee, because right now the only answer to what the defenses are doing is for your quarterback to run the ball. So and we know that teams don't want their quarterbacks running the ball because of the injury factor. And it's undeniable, especially with Daniels. I'm still going to say Daniels gets Rookie of the Year, though, because of how brilliant he is. I think his efficiency numbers are a bit higher, and he has such a lead. And when you watch them play, it's clear to me anyway, Daniels is better.
Okay. NFL overreaction or reality, the Chiefs are playing with fire with all of these one possession games.
I'm going to say no. They lost to the Colts when the Colts were the worst team in the NFL a couple of years ago.
And you know,
they almost lost to Carolina. I do understand that this Chiefs team is not what it appeared to be in the first month of the season, where they were going to blow everybody out and maybe go undefeated and all that. And, you know, injuries have set them back. But I just trust that they know how to win games in January, right? So I think they'll maybe lose one or even two more games in the regular season. But once you get to the postseason, I'm not considering them vulnerable based on what's happening here.
I'll say that's overreaction as well. And this has come back to bite me a few times, but I've always loved this saying that my dad used to have, and it was, they played as hard as they could and we played as hard as we had to. We got the win, and they wore themselves out trying to get and catch up to us.
Derek, where do you fall on this?
I agree. I think the Chiefs they're going to be fine. I'm not worried about that. The 1 point law or wins and all that. They're good. We're good.
NFL overreaction or reality, the New York Giants have totally given up. Now, I know Malik Nabers talked about this. A few of their linemen talked about this. We said today Tommy DeVito was originally not going to make the trip to Dallas and Drew Lock was going to start, but now it looks like DeVito is going to be here, but he's probably doubtful for the game. NFL overreaction or reality, the Giants have given up.
Yeah, you know, I think Kalishaw wrote about this today, you know, dueling dumpster fires. And the difference with the Cowboys is they haven't given up on their coach. They haven't given up on the organization. I think it's really damaging to team morale when it's clear you're tanking.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the veteran guys who are paid and don't need to make the big bag anymore are more frustrated and just have a hard time giving any more than 70% or so. The young guys are going to want it. You know, they're battling for jobs. They're battling for their careers and everything. But it's not enough against, you know, an organized team that's still fighting in the Cowboys.
I think they have given up. And I think it's kind of a first season effort by Malik Nabers to try and get everybody back into it. And I think this offseason you'll find out just how much pull he has in that organization of saying, hey, these guys got to go because they're not the ones that are actually trying. They're just here for checks.
Yeah, he's probably in culture shock, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be just so horrible to constantly be a star and have massive, you know, winning times your entire career and then get dropped into one of these NFL teams.
Okay, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, it's kind of like anybody that gets drafted by the Browns, you know?
Oh, Derek, do you want to respond to either one of those things?
I'm going to just stick to the Cowboys situation. That just seems like the better move for me. This is a trap game, in my opinion. The Giants have really nothing to lose. They can be a spoiler here and really ruin things.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Things. I mean, I feel like the call out from Nabers is going to definitely get some guys going. It's going to ruffle some feathers for the Giants. And I think if you take this team light and expect to just walk all over them, you're going to get surprised and they will sneak one.
Yeah, and the Cowboys can't afford to do that at all. Right?
No, their back's getting 5 an attempt. We were talking to Broadus about this. Yeah. You know, he breaks down the opponent's offense, and he did that for us well yesterday and said, man, this offensive line cannot pass pro to save their lives, to take a phrase from Mike. But in the run game, they're very effective. This offensive line is going to light you up. if Mozzie has a bad game. Now, a trend on Mozzie that Brian told us about as well, he keeps playing well against division opponents.
That
his three best games.
It's interesting.
So maybe, you know, the familiarity, it just takes him a while to get confident and figure these dudes out.
NFL overreaction or reality, CJ Stroud's regression is very concerning. Because if you look at his EPA, it's down 1.6. He struggled against teams like Tennessee. He's already thrown almost twice as many interceptions as he did last year.
How much weight of that do you put on the fact that that offensive line has just, they fail over and over at protecting him?
A certain amount. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's not all of it. You know, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Because if it's like 80%, then maybe you're not as concerned. If it's 50%, then you're like, ugh.
Yeah, he just seems like, he seems like in moments when he has time, he delivers, and then other moments where it's like, okay, he's like, oh crap, here we go again.
Yeah, it does not appear to be as composed, that's why you need 4 or 5 seasons in multiple contexts to evaluate a quarterback usually. But I'll tell you what, with Houston right now, I think as a fan, you're thinking, okay, maybe he's not going to rival Mahomes. You know, maybe he's not a multi-time MVP guy in his career, but I would feel very strong that this guy's good enough to win a Super Bowl with. You know, he's just going to be in that next group of guys between the 5th and 12th best quarterback in the league.
Now, Broadus, Dawson, it's going to involve Broadus. I have a bonus question for you. Overreaction or reality, the Brian Broadus dinner at Hurtado Barbecue will earn more for Peace-a-thon than the dinner with Eric Nadell and Derek Holland at Hurtado.
Wow.
Right now, Broadus is winning.
I'm gonna believe in Rangers fans here because I know how generous they've been at 60 feet 6 inches or Sandlot, you know, and I don't think they're to be trifled with when it comes to the generosity and their passion. But I'll tell you what, you know, speaking of what you're drinking, what you're thinking. We had, you know, we were doing Who You Thinking yesterday.
Yeah.
3 people called just to thank Brian for being on the station.
Wow.
When we're on remotes, everybody walks right past me, Zach, and Eric and goes to Brian. And we love it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Brian, I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate what you do and all that. So I wouldn't be surprised if Brian wins.
Well, I want to throw this out there. It's at $600 right now. If you want to swoop in and just buy it flat out for $1,000, you can do that. The dinner with Eric Nadell and Derek Holland, only $500 right now.
I just was scrolling through Facebook and rolled up on a North Texas Barbecue Addicts, and they are shooting a video right now from Hurtado, and they got 2 slices of brisket, some sausage, and 2 ribs. God. It just looks like the greatest thing ever. That dude knows how to cook, man.
I do love Hurtado very much. Also got a little spicy on Twitter, I do believe, yesterday, if you want to go check that out.
Really?
Now, Gavin Dawson, if you want to help us spread the word about this, our very good friend Derek Holland brought in a framed Cristiano Ronaldo autograph for me.
Man, you're too generous. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, if you can pony up the cash right now, it's at $1,550, which is, I think, that is below its actual market value.
Yeah,
so
it's beautiful.
Not only would you be helping out a charity, you're getting a deal right now.
It's giant and beautiful.
It is giant and beautiful. Thank you for saying that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll get Mike back in here and then talk about, for better or worse, the biggest surprises through the first month or so of the NBA season. Let's do it next, part of Hour 9 at Peace-a-thon here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Gavin Dawson with us. This should be a busy segment, as in a few minutes we're hoping to perhaps talk to Flula live from France on the set of his latest movie. I don't know what that movie is, but we can definitely ask him. So we're a little bit more than a month into the season, and I wanted to kind of go through maybe their surprises, maybe their disappointments, teams or players that have stood out to you, because at the top of my list is the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets at 13-6, they already look like probably a year ahead of where I thought they would be, and that's if all their young players hit. They have been fantastic to start the season.
They have a lot of good pieces. That Jalen Green kid is turning into a borderline star.
Yeah.
And then we saw last year, I say Sengun, but then I heard Coop saying it different on the radio when the Mavericks were playing him. So I might be saying his Alfred Sengun. I might be saying his name wrong. But he's a center. He's a 20-10-5 guy last year, and he's putting up a little bit lesser numbers. But I think that's because some of their other draft picks, the kid from Auburn, and it just, you look at the kid from UConn that fell in the draft to them, like they have a lot of nice young pieces. And I guess picking up those two older guys for more money than we thought is working out for them.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. Ben, I think the most obvious one for a lot of people is the Cavs. I know that they lost to the Celtics, but even then, they came back from getting run off the court. Evan Mobley has been really good. Cavs or Rockets, those surprising to you, or is there a different way you want to go with this in terms of early surprises or disappointments in the NBA?
You know, I think the Lakers have been a surprise.
Ooh, okay.
With Connect coming around like he has. I don't know if they're going to be real contenders. I think, you know, Cleveland is... you know, one of those teams that I have my eye on, but watching them in the playoffs last year, I just thought they were exposed. And okay. They've made great regular season runs. I think it was two holidays ago, I was having to field questions for my nephew that they were going to be champions that year because they were leading the East.
Okay.
And I do think for teams that want it really bad and are looking to take that next step, right now, they are at 110%. They are burning nearly at playoff intensity. You know, and as we get around the All-Star break in that home stretch, these veteran teams are going to tighten up and the standings will make more sense, I think, at that point.
You know who I compare Dak Prescott to in the NBA?
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. Because I'm like, Donovan Mitchell can be a really good regular season player, but when you get to the playoffs, he's a good player. He's a perennial all-star, but he's just not good enough. When you get to, I'm kind of with you, Gavin, that team's a really good team. I think the issue is Donovan Mitchell, when it comes playoff time and you get down to the superstars end up carrying you to certain places, I don't think he can enter the category of the superstar.
Okay.
No, because he's up against defenders like a Derrick Jones Jr., who's just way bigger than him. And on the other end, he is getting picked apart constantly, getting hunted. And we saw 2 years ago, horrible defender at times.
Yes, agreed. Now, I knew they would have a struggle, especially when Embiid was out to start the season. I had no idea that the 76ers would be on the cusp of being the worst team in basketball.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's that chemistry stuff. When your expectations get high, you start moving around players, you're not sure how it's going to work, and, you know, then your best player has, like, focus and maturity issues.
Yeah.
You know, it is really tough when you've been thinking championship for 5 years and you're getting farther away, but every offseason the fans are thinking, we could do it. You know, so it creates so much, I think, stress for the players and the coaches, and it tears teams apart. I think that's what you're seeing right now.
What's the percentage you put on Philadelphia making the playoffs this year?
30.
The real playoffs,
15%. I guess if you make 7 through 10, right?
Yeah.
And then I think they're going to still make the playoffs. The reason I say that is I look at teams that are in the playoffs right now in the Eastern Conference. Brooklyn's 8-10, and they're in 8th place.
Yeah.
Detroit's 8-11, and so Chicago, and they're in 9th and 10th place. So I think all you have to do, this sounds horrible, I think if you get to 36 wins, you make the 10th seed.
Gross.
In the East, yeah. Not in the West, but in the East, 36 wins, I think, gives you a chance to sneak into it. And I think they're going to be around, to y'all's point, I think they're going to be around 35 to 40 wins. So I think they're going to be on that borderline of making the play-in situation.
How much stock do we put in the last few weeks of the Milwaukee Bucks? So they won 5 straight. They won 7 of 8. And the one game they lost was by 1 point. And they've beaten some good teams along the way. I know we just talked about how the Pistons aren't quite there, but the Pacers, the Rockets, the Heat, not the best teams, but some quality teams along the way.
You know, I think stock as far as being a playoff team, yes. They have enough good players now that, you know, they'll get it figured out and make the playoffs. I think it's over. You know, I think when you traded for Damian Lillard, yeah, and you gave up Drew Holiday, you know, it set in motion a chain of events that has, you know, made your defense fragmented. And then you add Lillard to that, who's probably as bad as Mitchell defensively. It's a really you know, tough place to see them trying to take down the Celtics.
You know, I'm with you, but isn't that the team that, like, Cleveland, who has a much better record, if they met in the playoffs, you'd be like, yeah, I think Milwaukee could upset this team, sure, because of Giannis versus, yeah, Donovan Mitchell, the star kind of star situation. But I'm, look, and Doc Rivers has just, he's been proven.
I'm with you.
I get it. He has a championship with the Boston Celtics. Well, in a way, so does Mike McCarthy with the Green Bay Packers. But we all know that they're not the best. They're not the worst coach in the league. Doc's not the worst. But you get him in the playoffs, and he seems to kind of make some decisions that you question.
I'm surprised about the Warriors, more specifically the Warriors without Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Now, the Warriors were 3-0 without Steph Curry and playing strong defense, less than a point per possession allowed when Draymond Green was off the floor.
Wow.
What do we Oh, we'll have to get back to that, because right now on the D&M leasing hotline, I believe all the way from France, it is, man, it is our friend, actor, comedian, DJ, lover of all things Dallas Mavericks. It is Flew LeBorg. Good afternoon, sir.
Bonjour, as they say. Hello to you guys.
Hello.
How long have you been in France?
I have lost track of the times, and with the jet lags, either 18 years or 9 days. I'm not certain.
And can you tell us what you're filming out there? Is that allowed?
Yes, this is not a top secret Marvel movie. This is a film for Netflix called Champagne Problems. It's a rom-commy, and I am part of it.
Are you the rom-commy lead?
I'm neither rom nor com. I'm just a German man enjoying beverages made with grapes.
That's called wine, Kevin.
Okay, or champagne. Juice, yeah. Probably is what he was getting at.
That's probably one of those too. Hey, how's it going, man? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Listen, I am so very excited to speak to you guys. How many years now have we been doing this in consecutive ways?
I believe it's 11. I believe you've been with us every step of the way.
Wow. Am I the Cal Ripken of the Peace-a-thon?
Yes, you are. So keep Kevin Costner the heck away from your house.
Hey, Flula, we have two former baseball players here, and Derek Holland and Mike Bassick. They are here with us. Would you mind doing me a favor and kind of explaining baseball through your eyes?
Oh, obviously, yes. It's very simple. So there are some men, and they're holding sticks, and then sometimes someone throws another ball that's been sewn together from, I think, a swine. And then if you touch the stick and the ball, you run to a pillow. And then if people are sleeping, you may steal these pillows. And then you do this 9 times, and at some point someone feeds everyone popcorn, and then you sing a song, and that's it.
That's how it goes, man.
Does that feel about accurate to you guys? Y'all played baseball for a long time.
Super accurate. That's exactly why I fell in love with the game. The sticks, the balls, and the pillows.
And the rubber.
What?
The rubber, you know, the mound. The big hill.
Oh, the hill, yes, of course. Yeah, everything starts on the hill and rolls down, of course.
I mean, otherwise, Flew, I could ask you if you're a fan of the rubber.
Yes, I love all materials. They're all very fun. I enjoy all the wood and the spitting of the flower suns into the dugouts. It's very, very exciting.
How are you acclimating, whether it's been 18 years or 9 days, to life and work in France thus far?
I have purchased 14 berets, and I eat nothing but snails. I am fitting in perfectly. No one knows I'm German.
No.
Do you walk around with a baguette? Is that like an essential part of it all?
Yes, I have constructed a backpack out of only croissants, and I just sit around and eat baguettes with anyone that will scream or look at me.
Flula, have you had a cronut yet?
This sounds like a disease. I think I have gotten all of my shots. What's this?
This is a croissant that is made into a donut. It is American. I just got back from Italy, and Corey and I have decided they have a lot of cronuts in Italy and over there where you're at in France, and we could take over Europe by starting cronuts over there because they're way better than donuts, mm-hmm, and they're also way better than croissants.
Well, let me just say, as a German, we're not allowed to take over Europe, so I will just follow your lead.
That's a really great point. That is a... I'm not going to lie, Flula. The first time we ever had you on air, I don't know if I've told you this story before, but like... we didn't really know you that well. You didn't really know us that well. And one of the first things you said was, of course, you know what Germans are best known for. And then you pause and I go, oh, please, God, no. And he goes, precision. And then I felt a lot better when you said that. But I got nervous for just a second.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, of course, that's number one. Number two, as everyone knows, is, of course, Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes, sir.
Yes, exactly.
Dirk Speaking of being precise and taking over the world, when's the last time you saw the big German?
Well, listen, I Google all of his highlights on every Tuesday just to remind myself of his amazingness. So, honestly, it's 52 times a year I get to see Dirk.
That's probably a good decision. Now, I did see, Flula, I was talking about baseball a minute ago. You got to go to the World Series, the Dodgers World Series, and did you actually catch one of the T-shirts that was shot up in the stands?
Yes, I used my Go-Go Gadget arms to steal a T-shirt from a young child, but then I felt guilty and returned it to him immediately.
That's important.
Did you come to the Rangers World Series at all the year before? Because I don't know how I feel about this.
Listen, no one invited me. Listen, all I need is an invitation. I'm very, very simple. I'm like vampires. If you invite me, I'll come inside and join you on anything you like.
I think that's why
he's on Pizzathon every year.
Absolutely.
Flula, are you still a Mavs fan? We do have Maxi Kleba on the team, and we do have the history of Dirk and Detlef.
That's enough for me. Those three it's like the trifecta. That's my big three, and I'm very excited. Of course, I'm all on board. Let's go. Let's do some Doncic magic.
Okay. Right. Have you had the opportunity to meet Luka? I know we were there the first time you ever met Dirk, and it was amazing. Have you gotten to meet and chat with Luka?
I have never chatted with Luka. I'm very excited. I need to make a nice little road trip so I can see you guys in the face and also enjoy Luka live and in full effect.
I bet we can make that happen. Could you, if you meet Luka, or maybe the second time you hang out, ask him to stop complaining to the referees so much?
Listen, he has a very good argument. He likes debates. That's all it is. He's like on the speech and debate club in his high school, and he's just practicing, guys. That's all this is.
That is probably true. I mean, Kevin, you're the same way. You've always been a debater.
That is true.
You made somebody cry once whenever you were debating.
Let me ask you this, Flula, then. If you're debating somebody and you make the other person cry, don't you think that means you won the debate?
It depends on what caused the cry. Did you release a stinky thing from a place? Did you cook something disgusting? What happened?
It was just the words that made her break down and cry and run out of the classroom.
Yes, you won. That means you're the
cry. See? That's what I'm talking about. If nothing else, that's what I'm talking about. All right, how much longer do you have to work on this film?
Well, if I get fired, today was my last day. And if not, I have 3 more weeks.
Okay, excellent. Any other, besides this, any other projects we need to be on the lookout for that you have that are about to come out or that we should just know about?
I'm in a film called Bonhoeffer. It's a very exciting World War II biopic. You cannot believe I'm in it, but it's really true and real and great. That's happening. And listen, I'm just doing cozy, weird things like going to the grocery store and eating sandwiches.
Sandwiches are so good. I love sandwiches.
And I believe you're finishing up your 2025 Flula calendar as well, right?
Stay in tune for that in your mailboxes, of course. I will send it to you as soon as I return from this wonderful trip.
Yes, the Flounder is something my family looks forward to.
And make sure to order some Cronuts when you get back to L.A.
Oh, yes. I will talk to my doctor and see if Cronuts are right for me.
And I'm gonna copy you on Twitter, on X, with a link to all of our auctions and donation stuff if you feel like spreading the word while you got a minute off from all the berets.
Excellent. Yes. Send me everything, including a big box of Cronuts, so I can take a look and see what I can do with those.
Absolutely fantastic.
Wait, before he goes, do they know what Thanksgiving is in France?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I will ask them, and if they do, I will immediately demand a large, large bucket of sweet potato casserole.
That's the good stuff. Is that your favorite Thanksgiving food?
By all of yes, number one. Number one, number two, number three. It's all of those. Yes, that's my big three of Thanksgiving. Just 3 plates of that.
What's the worst then? Is there something you've had at Thanksgiving? You're like, what are we even doing here?
I don't understand what is the big deal with the turkey, because it seems unexciting. You know, you need gravy, you need cranberry, you need so many things to make the gravy work. The turkey work. I'm just like, why? I don't know. I'm a sides guy, as they say.
Mm-hmm. The fixins.
Yeah, the fixins.
Excellent. All about the excellent. Yeah. Flula, thank you so much. Best of luck getting back with your new movie. And we really, really appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much, guys. Everyone donate. A very fun time and have a nice evening and day, guys.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
There you go. Flula Borg right here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to answer at least one of these questions.
That top one?
From the 214. Is Flula real? Seems like someone who's doing a bid at all times. If so, he's the most committed person to this bid I've ever seen. I've spent time with him outside of this multiple times. I've gone to Mavericks games with him. I've hung out with him after that. He is like this all of the time I've ever spent with him.
Yeah, you could not find an actor good enough to pull that off.
That's true. Like, that is a really good
his
point.
Improv skills are second to none.
They are really incredible, very, very impressive.
Yeah, and that was probably my favorite thing, too, was whenever he connected with Conan O'Brien, and he was on his show, Conan has tremendous improv skills.
Yeah.
He's always doing bits in his mind, and I was like, these two are fantastic bit together. And so then what Conan does, he does a Conan Must Go.
Conan Without Mortars. Yeah, he goes, or that too.
Conan Must Go, but it was based off of what he did with Flula when they went over to Germany together, and I just thought it was a power couple. It was great, and it really is nice, and he just texted back and said, love you guys, thank you for having me. So,
salute.
Awesome. He is a fantastic dude. I know, but people are always like, this dude can't be for real. I'm like, if you ever get a chance to meet him, have a conversation. That's pretty much how it will go.
Do you think you got to be undercover as a German in France?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Yeah. He was like, nobody knows.
I did love him talking about his other movie that just came out. And he goes, I know you can't believe it. I played German in World War II. And I'm like, you know, I kind of can believe that.
I'm looking forward to that biopic now.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I remember he was on a show and he gave out a Shots Fired for us when he was on a show. That was awesome.
Yes, he did. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about Masterpiece of the Week-a-thon? What better way to follow up Flula than with that next on The Fan? KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to get to Masterpiece of the Week-a-thon in just 1 second. Wanted to give you a couple heads up to check out on the website, 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. Item 156, the Martin House Custom Beer Experience. Item 160, the Magic Johnson autographed basketball from Magic Johnson himself. And then item 199, the Russell Wilson signed Louisville Slugger Rangers bat. Only 5 of those were custom made available for this, and we have one of them. None of those have bids yet. If you want to jump in, 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. Now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week-a-thon.
Gentlemen, this feels wrong, but so right, because it's not a Friday. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week-a-thon. It's going to be some of my favorites from this year's editions of Masterpiece of the Week. We have a tradition, picking on people who are not here. Corey Majors is not in the studio right now.
All right, Corey, let's do this.
I think we should pick on him first, and we're going to start off strong.
Out of nowhere, this thing would just be like, just waiting until I yawn. And then out of the corner, bam, right in my mouth.
What the hell?
He's talking about a bug, I bet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's some bug.
Sounds like a sneak.
I was eating a burger once as a kid, and a bee landed on it.
Shut up.
Right as I was going in. And so I bite. I'm like, wait a minute. There's something in there that's not a burger.
A little extra honey.
Did you get stung?
No.
Wow.
That's impressive. Bees are not made of honey.
That's all they're doing is nectaring things.
They got some on their hands, at least.
Yeah.
Do, that, do bees have situation. Hands?
I don't know.
I like this. Dawson was ahead of the hot honey craze before everybody else. Look at that.
Yep.
Let's see. We're going to pick on Corey again because this is kind of topical.
Is it always just a goalie boner, or is there a defenseman boner, too?
Boner meaning mistake. Just go back on Growing Pains. Mike Seaver's best friend was named Boner. Like, it didn't mean because he was like, oh, I'm really into this. Like, that's not why he was named that.
No, it was. You know, go back and watch at all times. You're like, what's going on?
Why would I go back and watch it look like, oh, yeah.
No wonder why they call
He's got that nighttime stuff going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's short for a boneheaded decision, right?
Yes.
So are they saying that that part of the body makes boneheaded decisions?
Yes. Oh, I agree with that.
Well, so does this man, according to Kevin.
I just banged Josh Giddey.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
I guess I was impersonating a 16-year-old. Look it up. So that was when we were talking about that girl on her social media or whatever.
You're a straight shooter. Josh Giddey isn't.
Talking about that. Man, he is not a good shooter, is he?
I don't know how you can be so horrible at shooting for like, you practice, right? Like, how can you be that bad? Jason Kidd was horrible at shooting. Michael Jordan was pretty horrible at shooting, too, when he entered the NBA. They all got good.
Trae Young so bad at shooting, but people still think he's some sort of sharpshooter.
Hmm.
He's not a good shooter. He is a volume shooter all day.
His volume, for sure.
Under 40 from the floor.
See? Yeah. That's terrible.
But his defense
is probably worse. No, not probably. It's definitely worse.
Trae Young might be the worst defender in NBA history.
Wow.
In the whole history of the NBA, even dudes that sat the bench and cheered for their teams, I think he's worse than everybody in the history of basketball at playing defense.
Let's see a statement from Mike Bassett.
Everybody has cows.
What? Is that right? Do you have cows?
I have a cow, C-A-L. It's close.
That's a good point.
But I don't know where I got that from, but that statement was true when I said it, I think.
No, it wasn't. I didn't have a cow when you said that.
You're having a cow
now. That's a good point. From the 401 entomologist here, bees are made of honey. Mike is correct.
See?
All right.
I knew it. Makes sense.
Mike, is this one true?
I'm not a good horse.
I mean, you're not.
Handicapper? Horse handicapper?
I don't know.
I'm not a good horse. That's what I said.
Yes, that is what you said.
I retired from horse riding.
Oh, yeah?
It's terrifying up there.
I have a bad back. I've had multiple surgeries. So if anybody wants, I guess we call them piggyback rides, but you'd kind of be a horsey. Did you give your kids a horsey ride?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Get on all fours. You put them on your back and then you pretend you're the horse.
Okay. Well, as long as you're pretending to be a horse, have you ever thought about an alternate life?
Oh, no.
Where they're like, we're just going to put you out to stud. And you're just going to live out there and they're going to give you food and then just have some new gal in there for you.
Like, would you take that?
Yeah.
If you had to live in a jail cell.
Yeah.
But you're essentially a stud.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an interesting offer, Higgy.
Okay.
Great life.
Think about it a little bit more. Back to you, like Alec.
Can you let me out to run around every now and then, give my kids a horsey back ride?
I do not want to say anything about the rest of this conversation.
Thank you. RJ Choppy did say this during crosstalk one time.
If Calipari is allowed back in Lexington, I will make January 6th look like a kindergarten birthday party.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's a lot there. I think he's going back. He coaches Arkansas, right? He has to go back to coach against Kentucky, right?
And Choppy won. So
he's
going to
do January 6th?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. I don't want the FBI to be like tracking the rest of the show.
Remember, they listen.
Unless they can bid.
Kevin, you said this?
The Coxman.
Coxman.
He says, stroke. Stroke. That's what the guy says. I know it's...
Crew talk?
Yeah. I know it sounds dirty because it's Coxman.
There seems to be a theme. I was out Friday, but you were talking about how huge your thing is.
I was like,
maybe you should be a Washington fan because of their offensive line. They're called the Hogs. I was like, jeez. Like maybe Haglin has a new team with that thing.
So stupid.
It's a live nomination for Masterpiece of the Week.
Kevin, you should read Mike's messages from the group chat that day.
Oh, my God. That was the day I had like 37 unread text messages, and 8 of them were like D jokes about that.
They were. Corey, this might be related. I don't know.
His physical size should mean nothing to you at all.
Huh. I mean, maybe.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad.
Sounds irrelevant.
I mean, this goes right with us.
We have to vote, huh?
Not yet.
Apparently. But
this goes right with it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This is as soft as it can get.
Oh,
gosh, there's a lot.
Talking about the Giants there?
Yeah, it could be. Or he needs more of that tea, you know what I'm saying?
Boy, the first 2 weeks of the Mav season.
Oh, wow. I'm going to end off with... Let's pick on Kevin. We didn't pick on Kevin enough. You know what? A recent one that I like.
I just S myself. Can you not get my ass? Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
That was for the marathon runner.
Yeah.
Directive to the cameraman. I wish now I had not said it like that.
I'm voting for that. I'm voting for that.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Oh, yeah. What the hell?
I want to hear that one again.
Dawson?
I'm going to go with the second Corey one.
Oh, I like that vote.
Just to break it up, you know what? I'm voting for Kevin S-ing himself.
Oh, I wanted to vote for the very first one with Corey talking about how it just went right in his mouth.
Well, it's not happening. I'm sorry.
I just S myself. Can you not get my ass? Thank you. Sorry.
Now our next guest, Kevin.
Man, I hope he wasn't listening to that. Coming up next, thank you very much, Gavin Dawson, for jumping on with us.
Happy holidays.
We move into hour number 10 with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. That's right. Everyone, they're like, they can't do what we can. We just went from Masterpiece of the Week to Bruce Bochy. Check it out. Next on the Fan.